right, folks, it is a home edition of Papa's Basement. That means horrible mic quality where everyone's barely picked up. The cats will jump on the table at some point, and there is no intro music because I'm not going to take the time to dub that in.
Was that a key for me to sing something?
No, but okay. I am very happy you performed mock fellatio on the big black mic.
It's a rare condition this day and age. To read any good news on the newspaper page.
That is another show that I absolutely didn't watch as a kid.
Why?
I don't know. Just certain sitcoms went through my hands, man. Like the Days of Our Lives, The Sands of Time. What am I looking for?
Well, that was a soap opera. That's different than a sitcom.
Yes.
But you know what I wasn't allowed to watch? Two shows growing up.
The Cosby Show?
No, I was allowed.
Because of, you know what?
A black doctor.
We don't let you watch fantasy, Eva.
Nope. I wasn't allowed to watch Three's Company.
Line up the mic. I'll twist it more. Three's Company was goddamn filthy.
I wasn't allowed to watch Three's Company, and I wasn't allowed to watch Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, that's weird. That's a cartoon.
I know, but it's a little dark.
It was a damn dirty cartoon, but it's weird you weren't allowed to watch that. I guess your parents actually sat through it. I think I was safe because they just saw it was a cartoon, my parents, and they walked away and they were good with it.
Right.
Three's Company, I just never had an interest in as a kid, but I saw it as a young adult, maybe like 17 or 18 one summer.
Mm-hmm.
How was that on network TV? Like, what's Suzanne Summers was in a top where I saw her goddamn nipples through it.
She was so hot.
She was in the day. She had a kind of weird face, but it was like all lip, you know, like you could work with it.
She did kind of have like a cartoon animal face.
It was a little Lonnie Anderson-esque. Like I feel back when you weren't allowed to have pretty ethnic girls, which was up until about 95 or so.
Yeah, up until 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was really up until Ricky Martin and J-Lo, I feel.
Are you bringing the Latino scene into this?
Yes. Before that, it was just like you could be into whites. And then I think in 1990, there was the first black playmate of the year. Might have been Renee Tennyson. Might have beat off to that. Just, you know.
Might have.
Right. Might, yeah.
You probably still have it somewhere in this.
It's in my brother's room.
Okay.
The issue that contains Renee's spread. She's still holding it together. I believe she has a sister that she poses in the nude.
Ew, she poses with her sister?
There's something good about that. I like that.
There's something a little strange about that.
There's something weird about performing pornography with a family member. If you're just posing naked...
Wait, there's something weird? No, it's just weird.
It's a draw. I mean, these ladies aren't in this business for the artistry, and I think anything that gets them more money, they're completely on board with.
I don't...
Tilt your mic up a tad, I think. I don't know.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can... Yes, Papa, I can hear you.
Papa, I can hear you. Wait, is that like a... And I'm not trying to sound naive. I have definitely watched a lot of porn in my day.
Mm-hmm.
But is that a thing? Like, sister-on-sister porn?
You see it occasionally. I know the Ginger Sisters. There's Havana, and I don't remember what the other one's named. But they're like... Pretty, I guess they'd be sexy Latin chicks if it weren't for the fact you could tell that they are hairy like a border collie. And just, I mean, they get waxed, but you could tell. And they also have just gigantic areolas, which I don't mind. I'm good with that. But I think a lot of guys, it's beyond the pale for them.
Just dinner plates. Just like saucers.
Absolute, exactly. Put your tea on it.
Oh, is that like a thing? A turnoff for guys?
A lot of guys,
really?
A lot of white guys do not, that's where my...
White guys are the worst.
That is where, yeah, I agree, that is where my ethnicity, if you will, not in the specific ethnicity, my Greekness, but just me being an ethnic, when people are like, you're a white guy, this is one of those places where I diverge.
Is it racist of me that I don't consider you white?
No, I don't particularly consider myself white either. I'm like...
I don't.
I'm in a very weird place where, trust me, most black people and all the ethnic rubbish, they consider me white. They lump me in. But,
well, yeah, of course, but, like, you're so...
Well, I think had I grown up in the last 10 years, I would definitely be considered white.
Okay.
But growing up, when I did, and by the way, the show's Papa's Basement.
Hey,
I
guys. Do
intros. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
I am John Papagiorgio, hence the name. Mm-hmm. This is Eva Crichton across from me.
Hello.
Show site is inpapasbasement.com, and if you want to tweet me, it's at Papa's Basement. Eva has yet to make a Twitter handle, but one of these days.
Computers.
And please like us on facebook.com/papasbasement, because like rats off the Titanic, I am losing followers left and right on that because I don't update it because Facebook sucks. It doesn't show your page at all to anyone. Like, I can put an update on that and it has something like 550 followers right now. Mm-hmm. It'll say post seen by 50, post seen by 30, because Facebook wants to shake you down for money so that everyone sees it. And F them.
It's annoying.
It's really annoying. I don't know how much they want, but I don't feel comfortable giving Facebook a goddamn dime.
Well, Zuckerberg really is living dime to dime. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of money, so...
Yeah, you know, it's hard out there for a pimp.
Yeah, I feel really bad for him.
Me too. Yeah. Just living on that first billion.
I mean, it must be tough.
Scraping on by, that's...
Marrying the first girl he ever stuck in. This idiot, he could be, like, banging playmates, and he, like, married the first girl he ever dated. He must be a sucker.
Zuckerberg.
A Zuckerberg! You went there.
Yeah. I demeaned everyone's intelligence.
I mean, it's not like he's unattractive. He's, like, okay looking, but he's a freaking billionaire. He could be out there, I don't know.
I would just travel wherever I went with, like, a doctor that could administer an AIDS and other STD tests, and then girls would be like, where are the condoms? And yeah. I would just laugh and laugh.
As you jump on top of them.
Yeah, it's like...
When rich people, like, behave normally, it makes me mad. I'm like, you have so much money, go out and, like, be an idiot.
Hunt another human being for sport. I've seen The Pest, I know it's real. They couldn't make that up. Hollywood isn't that creative.
I want to hunt you.
Where did we leave off, though,
before my incredibly
ham-handed introduction? We were talking about shows we couldn't watch.
Yeah. I couldn't watch Ren and Stimpy.
No, now we're just retreading things.
Now we're retreading.
It's so sad.
Why don't we go to the...
I like how you pause. Why don't we go to the...
And then
you do the little fingy.
And I point to the computer.
Where the outline should be.
Thank you.
By the way, before we continue any further, I should mention you can hear Papa's Basement on Stuff Dudes Like. They have an amazing Twitter presence and a very good website. And many comedians who are actually comedians and not guys that just have random Twitter followers and then people think they must be famous, but they're really doing nothing in their lives. Hypothetically speaking, could be me. Not sure. They're affiliated with them, but, I called them out a couple days ago on Twitter. I was like, I miss when you promoted my stuff. And they came back with, we miss when you mentioned us on your show.
Oh, and I was like,
that is very appropriate. This is a two-way street. It is not like oral sex with a woman where you just take all the blowjobs and she points down at those lips and you say, maybe another time, sister.
Ew.
'Cause I have the sex life of a black man.
Maybe another time, sister.
Maybe another time.
Who points to the lips?
That's what they do. That's what a sexually, like, frustrated woman does. Yeah,
just points. Like, who does that?
Yeah, she points down at her vag like a girl points at the logo on a snorg tee. Just like, look what I got. It's got a T-Rex or bacon on it, and therefore it's funny. Snorgtees.com.
I'm just going to breathe into the mic.
No, I don't like that.
I'm kidding, I'm sorry.
It just sounds very phone sexy, and not in a good way. Like, when somebody, like, if you're listening to someone get off, they need to really, like put in something into it. If you just hear, like...
Stop, it is.
It sounds like the killer who's downstairs when you're the babysitter upstairs with the kid.
He's in the house!
Yes, we traced the call, man.
Get the children out. F the children.
Exactly. throw them outside the door and then relock it. Hopefully while he's tearing his way through the kids.
Just throw them into the basement.
Yeah. You could be noble. Yeah. Noble as George Costanza hurling aside an elderly woman in case of a fire. Yeah, so Stuff Dudes Like. Check that out. They have a big Twitter presence and a good website. And hopefully they'll promote me again. Because there we go. I kissed the ring. I kissed the ring. Good, boys. The whole reason we're not recording in studio, by the way, the last week now, and I've got a couple more weeks of this coming up, I, King Catman, everyone calls me that. I didn't really realize what a Catman I was until this scenario was sprung upon me. I, King Catman, am dog sitting for the next, it's been a week. I got at least, at bare buck minimum, 2 weeks more with Kaylee the Golden Retriever.
Who's adorable, by the way. I saw a picture.
I'm going to say that like Casey Kasem. This dedication goes out to Kaylee. That was almost Ronald Reagan, but it stayed on the Yev Kasem half of the fence. I think that was his real name.
Yeah.
If it wasn't.
Wait, Casey Kasem?
Yeah, I believe it was Yev Kasem. Or that's the soup Nazi.
He was chosen?
No, he's a Lebanese, I believe. Yeah.
I don't know why I said that.
Poppy. That's why when he died, they kept his corpse out of the earth for like 5 months.
Oh.
Whereas if you're Jewish, I think you're in the
it's
ground.
Like next day.
Oh, it's faster than a dead hamster. When you just take a little garden spade and pop out a divot, and in goes Mr. Snuggles. You all right there?
Yes.
Oh, poor Mr.
Mr.
Mr. S, you're with the angels now.
It is Mr. Snuggles.
Yeah, so I have been dog sitting, and it's Howard's dog. Those that actually listen to the show and have for a while, you remember Howard Flood, I believe his alias was. I almost gave out his real name.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said that.
Oh, yeah. He goes by Howard Flood on the air back when he was on air with me.
Got it.
And it's Howard Flood and his fiance.
Back before you had to downstep to me.
No. Trust me, I'm having a ball with you. Oh, but Howard had to tap out for various reasons. One of them being, what has led to me having to dog sit his fiance's dog.
Mm-hmm.
So Howard's out of town. He's helping tend to his fiance's father, and they're down in Florida. And the dog Kaylee, this golden retriever that looks like just as golden retriever as it gets.
Right.
She is of Aryan golden retriever blood. Not a drop of impurity. And I have to, she was out for a couple weeks, I guess, and maybe she was sketching out at the, wherever she had been dumped off, and they're like, no more, Howard's going to come back, he's going to give John the keys to our place, and John's going to stay there with the dog.
Right.
And I'm not saying any of this to worry Howard and his fiance. Kaylee's fine. I have not lashed out at Kaylee. As far as Kaylee knows in her dog brain, I'm having a ball of it.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm not. Dog has its upsides, but I don't get how anyone is a dog person versus a cat person. Like, maybe this is tapping into what I'm learning is my complete inability or just how I have zero interest in having a child.
It might be. I don't know. I'm more of a dog person.
The responsibility owed to this being, it's insane.
It's a lot.
It's absurd. Like, I signed on to this gleefully thinking like, hey, I've got a place where I could chill for 3 weeks and like my girlfriend can come over and we can pretend we're grown-ups in this grown-ups apartment. And it's dog tending, dude. Twice a day, I have to take Kaylee out. She has two places where she pisses, one on either side of this condo building, and then I have to walk her back to her one dump space. It's like it's a horseshoe shape. On either tip of the horseshoe is where she pees, and then I walk her back to the center of the horseshoe, which is Deuceville.
And she dees in one little spot.
For some reason, I've been using a term that I've never used before.
What?
And it's off of my tongue 12 times a day now.
What?
I just say drops one. Everyone's like, what are you doing? I'm like, walking the dog till it drops one.
You sound like one of the guys on Entourage.
I don't know where I got it.
Go drop one.
Like Joey Lawrence said it on Blossom season 2. Like, Six is there. Why won't you touch my pussy, Joey? I have to go drop one. Whoa.
Whoa.
That's the worst show. Why did I watch so much of it? What did it precede, or what was it preceded by, that I actually watched that I have seen 45 goddamn Blossoms in my day?
God, Mayim Bialik. I could have a whole rant about her.
If I were Italian...
She's so annoying.
If I were Italian... Because I believe they were the Russo family.
They were.
I would have written into NBC and been like, look, I'm not an anti-Semite. Stop trying to pass that as one of ours. We have enough in the nose PR department to contend with. We don't need that.
Oh, she's so freaking annoying. And now she's on that show that I hate.
The Nerd Hour.
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
The worst show that's on TV right now that gets so many awards. I don't understand it.
Well, all you have to understand is people are stupid.
Okay.
And I have explained 80% of the sources of confusion in this world of ours. People are dumb. That is why a show that is stupid, people consider smart. It is kind of why Penny, I think, is the main girl. What's her name? Kaylee Cuoco?
Yeah. The blonde.
I believe she has mom hair now.
I hate that haircut.
Because, God forbid, she try to stay a sex object. I mean, I think she might be on the wrong side of 30 at this point. I don't know why she isn't trying to act like she isn't. I really don't get that.
What's the wrong side of 30? Just so I know.
The old side. The old side.
Like 37?
No, like 30.
I'm 30.
Yeah, but, you know, much like a Afghanistan vet who's lost his arms and one of his feet, you're learning to get by. You don't have what you once had, but you're figuring things out.
I'm figuring things out, just like Kaylee is while you watch her.
You're brushing your teeth again. Yeah, Kaylee, just like Kaylee Cuoco. I just put that together.
There you go.
Kaylee the goddamn dog. I want to shave Kaylee. The way Kaylee Cuoco shaved her stupid head into that disgusting Robin Wright House of Cards, except Robin Wright's like 50-something, or at least in her late 40s, so it makes sense.
She came into my bar once with Ben Foster, their dating.
Who did?
Robin Wright Penn.
Oh, I guarantee you Ben Foster's 15 years younger.
Oh, yeah. He's super young. He's an actor. I mean, he's, you know, been in stuff. If you saw him, you would recognize him.
Such a stick it move to Penn.
Yeah. And he's super attractive. And they came in and they were like, let's do shots of whiskey. And like, they were awesome, but trying to be awesome. You know what I mean?
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hope you pulled that up and shoved it in.
Oh, we're so real. We're just drinking whiskey shots and hanging out.
Dive bar.
Yeah, hanging out with the people.
Probably shots of like Glenlivet or Johnny Blue.
They're like, secretly give us Glenlivet.
Yeah, brought out some blended garbage. And they just curled it in your face. Sorry we dropped character for a second. We're one of you. Here's my monogrammed handkerchief. Clean yourself up. Disgusting pig. You whiskey-drenched whore.
Yeah. Wipe your face off. You look disgusting.
It's making me sad. Yeah, man. That's, I have been watching Kaylee the dog, and let me tell you something. I hate dogs.
No, dogs are awesome.
Again, Howard, don't worry. I'm not sitting around abusing the dog. I pet it. I'm nice to it. Unless the dog can read a mind, the dog's happy as hell with what I'm doing.
Okay.
I even lie in my voice and my tonality.
What's your tonality? Talk to me like I'm Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee, time to go out.
Aww.
Time to go out, Kaylee. As I think, I wish you were a cat, so I wouldn't have to go out in the rain, and you could just crap into a box like a civilized creature.
Crapping into a box is not civilized.
It shows intelligence. If I left Kaylee to her own devices, eventually there would be a man-sized poop in the middle of a hardwood floor.
Yeah.
And then she'd look up at me like, wasn't me? How did I get there?
But they're so much more affectionate, you have to admit. Like,
It's stifling.
The affection?
Yeah, I hate it.
Oh, all right.
like, she's all over my junk all the time. Like,
because she loves you.
She has to come to bed with me.
Yeah.
The instant I blink, she's on the bed. I woke up, she was spooning me like a woman.
That's adorable.
I smell from her.
No, you don't. You smell fine.
I stink to high hell because of this dog. I came home the other day, and my mom's like, what is that? I'm like, it's probably the dog. She's like, now that you mention that, that is dog stink.
I think that you smell lovely.
You're a dog person.
I love dogs.
You're okay with dog stink all
over.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know. Howard and his chick live in a condo. I don't know how, without constant supervision, you're supposed to be okay with a dog, especially a long-haired dog, in such a confined space. Like, there's huge balls of fur, like tumbleweed,
in
a Western.
Does the apartment smell?
Yeah.
Well, they don't clean it then. I mean, if you have a dog,
I'm not saying that to throw anyone under the bus.
No, it's just it's a fact. I mean, they need to clean
it. No, I thought that, like, Howard said he gave the dog right when he came back for a couple days and then left. He said he gave the dog I believe it was called a waterless bath, which sounds like a 12-year-old boy just spraying himself with Axe. But maybe it was like an actual thing you can brush into Kaylee's coat.
A Puerto Rican shower.
Yes. We don't like that kind of humor here. How dare you? And she still, I thought I was getting, maybe she had been cleansed, but it turns out I'd just been spending too much time in the apartment because I came back to my house and went back like 7 hours removed from Kaylee time. And it hit me like a sledgehammer across the bridge of the nose.
Yeah. I mean, she might be, I don't know. I had two dogs at one point and They were kind of smelly, but then I talked to my, mom-in-law, and she gave me pills to, like, take that away. Like, she's a vet. There might be something wrong with the dog.
So your nose is now damaged permanently. Like, she gave you pills to burn out your olfactory bulbs.
Basically. It was pills for the dog, not me.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
I thought she was like, we could carpet the world, or you can wear slippers. Take the pills, bitch.
No. Pills for the dog, and then it started to get better. And then there's even mouthwash that you can give to dogs for their, like, smelly mouths.
They smell all over. Like, anytime the dog doesn't take a massive crap, where it's only, like, half a deuce, I know that for the rest of, until its next pooping time, it's going to be doing what, you know how if you have to crap and you fart, it smells like death?
Yeah.
Like, sexy. sex appeal Eve.
This just it. Yeah. You know when you have to fart?
That's what dog fart smells like. Anytime it doesn't get everything out, I know that it's still got, like, half a Lincoln Log in there. And for the rest of the day while it's farting, it's just going to be brushing past this. It's going to look like, you know... You know, if you've ever seen, like, a drawing or an artist rendering of, like, a car in a wind tunnel, and it's just, like, across the surface of the car, that's, like, the dog farting with the turd. Like, I picture it 1 inch inside the colon. Like, it's just sitting there, and it's got hot air blowing right past it. And it's, like, no wonder this smells like there's decay inside your body. It is right next to your ass. And when it comes out, it doesn't smell any better.
Well, at least it craps outside.
God, what is it supposed to be? Like, that's the least
that could do. Yeah, but when cats, like, take an S inside, it smells so bad.
Oh, it does not.
Yes, it does.
If you shove your head to the litter box like a maniac.
Which is what I always do.
Yeah, if you're sitting there picking them out with chopsticks 2 seconds later, maybe.
Cat poop smells so bad.
Well, I'm sure and everyone's cat... poop smells bad.
Mine does not.
Just like a hot donut right out of the fryer. No more odor than that.
It smells like fried bread.
No, what were you gonna say? Yeah, just funnel cake. Just funnel cake crap.
Funnel cake before you put the powdered
sugar
on it.
That's how you wipe. That's how you wipe. You just fling powdered sugar on your ring.
Cat poop smells so bad, and so does cat pee.
I mean, cat pee, if they're angry and they do it on the corner of your bed, I guess. I don't think there's anything that has nice-smelling piss or poo, though.
That's true.
I mean, trust me, I have, like, a plastic I don't know, like 2 foot retractable arm.
What do you?
Like I pull on the handle on the end and it opens. It looks like the mouth of a dump truck. Like I guess it's trying to make picking up poop fun. And it's like, joke's on you. I'm not a 4 year old that loves, you know, power vehicles anymore.
Wait, is this for the cat or for Kaylee?
No, this is how I clean up after Kaylee. Like, Howard was good enough because...
Why don't you just pick it up with a plastic bag?
That is disgusting. Like, I'm not saying that to be funny. Like, Howard did that in front of me, because initially on
That's what you do with a dog.
No, on the end of Kaylee's leash was a little bone that had
bags in it. Yeah.
And he pulled one out, and I'm like, Howard, that won't be happening on my watch. And he
That's what you do.
Where did people take leave of their senses that... If you put a bag over your hand, it's okay to pick up a lump of feces.
That's what you do with a dog.
It's disgusting.
No, it isn't.
I mean...
Have you ever changed a diaper? Like a kid's diaper?
I've seen it done. It's revolting.
You've never changed a kid's diaper, ever?
Am I a pedophile? Do I have a kid?
You're 34. Don't you have, like, nieces and nephews?
No.
Or... All right, Will.
Yeah. There's no one. I look at it, and it's grotesque to me.
Well,
I've
done it so many times.
I'm sorry that I don't have like a loose attitude about feces. That it's just like, hey, more to the party. I find them repugnant. I get grossed out. Like the cat takes like big, in essence, they're just big gerbil dumps. Like yeah. They're that hard to the touch. And I'm still not a big fan of like getting even near those. But the dog has give to it. Like... it comes out of the dog's ass and it sinks like a soggy noodle. Like, that's spongy.
I know.
Like, you pick that up, you know what you're touching.
I know.
You can't pretend it's like some weird rock.
Yeah, why is cat poop so hard?
I don't know, but God bless it. I think it's because they have crappy kidneys, so they have to function by taking, like, every drop of moisture out of everything they can.
Do they have bad kidneys?
They do. Like, you know, the average cat...
I love that you know that. Cats have bad kidneys.
It's like the one flaw in their otherwise perfect design. Like, aww. If they go on long enough, it's like a man. If he goes on long enough, invariably a dude gets some sort of prostate cancer. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. Every guy, if they go on long
enough. Have you had yours checked?
No.
No.
I can't say I have.
You're too young for that.
I mean, yeah, I might be rotten with prostate cancer. I haven't had a finger up my butt yet. It is something that's you're supposed to get done at, like,
40.
Oh, God, that young?
Right?
I thought 50. I thought 50 is when stuff starts going in your butt to check Christ knows what. And before that, we don't really get checked because in America, God forbid, $1 go toward preventative healthcare.
Right.
Like, the whole Angelina Jolie thing. Here's where the episode ceases to be evergreen, kids. A couple days ago, she got her lady parts yanked as yet another preventative measure.
She got her... breast taken out. I remember
that. She got her tits knocked off a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But yesterday or 2 days ago, she had her fallopian tubes and her ovaries yanked as well. Which,
why?
By the way, she'll now be devoid of estrogen and will look like John Voight with implants in 18 months.
Well, so, I mean, wait, I didn't know this.
She found out, like, I guess...
Her mother died of something horrible.
On
some
both
sort of...
sides, her parents, I believe, were
lady cancer.
Of,
yeah.
Yeah, the dad had it too. Like Rocky said, and just Rocky Balboa, what she died of? Lady cancer.
Lady cancer.
Lady cancer. Cancer of the puss.
Tit cancer.
Yeah, so she...
Had them lobbed off.
She got the boobs lobbed off, and then... Lobbed off. I'm a dunce. And then she, a couple days ago, was like, I'm going to get my chick parts yanked too.
Wow.
Yeah. And my friend explained to me, because there was a big controversy, like, oh, this is only for the wealthy. And she's like, well, everyone can get tested for it to find if they have the genetic markers that show they're at risk for these cancers. But my friend just laughed his ass off. He's like, yeah, you can find out if you have the risk for it. And unless you actually have cancer, no insurance company is going to pay for you to just be like, hey, F it. Let's beat cancer to the punch by 10 years and yank my parts now. So that's, like, something she's able to do because
she's
of that
so
Mr. and Mrs. Smith money. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah, she can keep, like, black kids as pets. That's how rich she is. She gets a...
Come here, you.
Couple Asian ones. Yeah.
Who wants a treat?
Oh, she's just playing with its hair in that really racist white person way.
Oh.
It's like a lamb's wool.
Oh, my God, your hair feels so funny.
Yeah, no pride in it whatsoever. Yeah. No, just pulling on it. Like, you have such weird hair. Let me brush the kinks out of that.
I think it's really beautiful. That's like the worst thing you can say.
Come here, you. I'm going to brush it straight.
So she got her tubes taken out.
Yeah,
no more, worst. No more au natural kids for Brad.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
she's probably past that anyway.
Well, I think they adopted the three, and then
they had three of their own.
I was going to say, yeah. Them. They got the one that looks like
they have two creepy twins.
Baby John Voight.
Like, they have two twins.
Yeah.
And then an older one.
I forgot which is which. I know one is called Maddox. There's my pop culture.
No, though, Maddox but... is... I think I know this. Maddox is the oldest one, and he's Asian. And she was the one that... She adopted him while she was still married to Billy Bob Thornton. But then separated, but still technically legally married. And then she did Mr. and Mrs. Smith, met Brad.
How was that woman allowed to adopt? She used to keep a vial of Billy Bob Thornton's blood around her neck.
Well, Laura Oswalt, one of my, well, now Callens, because she's married. one of my best friends in the world always says that. She's like, how come no one remembers when she was weird?
10 years.
She goes, when she was kissing her brother and saying she's so in love with her own brother at the Oscars. Remember that?
Yes.
Carrying vials of blood. She's like, why doesn't anyone remember that? She's like, and now she works for UNICEF.
Oh, yeah,
she's
had the heavy ink back when that wasn't particularly acceptable.
Yeah.
She was the psycho bitch.
I know, and now she's like...
That's why it's so heartbreaking, because she used to be like... Okay, you look at Hollywood stars, and trust me, I don't get a ton, but I know who can F like a champ. Like, you look at a lot of these women, and you're like, yeah, they're going to look like a stone cold 10 in bed. You're not going to get anything out of them. Angelina Jolie was the one where you're like, she's world famous, and she would eat your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, yeah. On a song.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to wiggle an eyebrow like The Rock.
Oh, I thought you meant wiggle your butt.
Wiggle your tushy. Yeah, and she would just pull those things apart like the curtains of a stage and just dive right in.
Act one.
Dive in like she would a role. Dive in like she did to the role of that mother in Changeling.
And Girl Interrupted.
Yeah, and now, again, good for her staying alive. And if you have to do this stuff to stay alive, guess what? Death sucks, and it's final, and I would do whatever it takes to cheat the Reaper. When everyone's like,
really?
Oh, quality of life. But you know what? F the quality of life, because when you die, that's it. So I'm going to cling to every shred I get.
Are you one of those people that wants to live till they're like 90? Because I don't.
Yeah, but like in a robot body, like Krang after a while. Like I want my brain on a hard drive and I just want to be like a Terminator.
Or in the Bobo episode of The Simpsons when they go into the future and Mr. Burns, it's like, it's just his head.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And then...
Wasn't that the teddy bear's name, right?
Bobo? Yes. Oh, Bobo, I say this every 100 years. Yeah. I'll never let you go.
Yeah.
Wait for me, sir. Arf, arf. And Smithers is just a head on a dog's body.
That's me. Following you around. The dog that you have to pick up after.
Yeah.
Because they still haven't figured out how to make dogs not poop.
Somehow his head still makes a big load.
And you still have to pick it up with the dump truck.
Yes.
And it all comes back on conversations.
I don't begrudge her doing what it takes to stay alive, but at the same time, she's gone from like someone that looked like the F of Hollywood to... maybe, like, the least sexy she's had kids, her tits are completely gone now.
The rest
of the lady fake, parts are gone.
She got fake boobs put in.
Yeah, back in the day, but there were still, like, I mean, when you...
No, but I mean, she had reconstructive surgery. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, she isn't just a mastectomy scar like a goddamn Amazon.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't...
I think she looks good.
When your nipples are... What do they do with the nipples? I know sometimes they just, like, tattoo a nipple on.
I have no idea. These freaking donuts attached to me are real.
Yeah, that's funny. I like the nipple tat. And again, not to begrudge anyone who's had breast cancer. God bless you for hanging on.
Wait, they give you a tattoo of
a
nipple?
There's a guy in Baltimore who's world famous for doing like the best tattooed nipples. Which to me, that's how far we are. That's like the guy on Boardwalk Empire who had half of his face shot off. And then he just has, like, a mask under a pair of glasses. And he's like, this is fooling everyone. That's how evolved that is. They can't make you a test tube nipple. If my dick gets chopped off, and they're like, we're going to tattoo the outline of a dick and sack on your Ken doll crotch, I would say, pardon moi, uno momento, doctor.
Hold up. Yeah, hold up just a minute.
Then I would decorate the ceiling of his office with my brains. Yes. Yeah. Let me save you some time.
I didn't know that they tattoo nipples.
Yeah, I think they can make you one that kind of looks real, but I'm like, where do I get the skin?
But to be fair, I've known a few people that have had breast cancer, and it's gotta be tough to, like, see yourself before reconstructive surgery with no boobs.
Horrible. I mean,
that just has to be one of the most traumatizing things, like taking your shirt off and looking at your...
I would be the person that just didn't look.
You wouldn't look at all?
No.
If your wiener got taken
off?
You wouldn't look?
Well, they can't build a new wiener worth a damn.
Well, they put John Bobbitt's wiener back on.
Yeah, that's taking a wiener and reattaching it. That's an existing dong.
But they could give you a dong from a corpse and give you a dong... corpse dong. Oh,
God.
A corpse dong.
What guy in that scenario would lie their ass off, by the way? They're like, how big was it? 8.5 I mean,
they just give you like a black guy.
Just sew that on. Just, yeah, never make love with the lights on again. So big.
Why is it so dark?
Shut up. I'm just waiting for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to die so I can poach his rhino dong. Just give me Luau Cinder's inches.
I bet they can do it.
Oh, I'd take Magic Johnson's. I just hook it up to a garden hose first, wash the AIDS out. Be all good to go.
He has no AIDS in him anymore. He's so rich.
That's true.
Yeah, he's just gotten so many blood transfusions over the year.
Right.
But he's like, I really like being the face of AIDS because it's made me a lot of money.
Yeah.
Even though I don't have it anymore.
No, who else had a post-basketball career like him? What, Barkley makes sassy comments? It isn't to the tune of owning his own movie chain as he sits around and tries not to infect his wife, Cookie.
Cookie. Cookie. Cookie.
If I weren't cheating around on Cookie, I wouldn't have the AIDS.
Oh my God. Have you seen, is it Magic Johnson's son that's kind of like this out fabulous?
Yeah.
Gay? Is it his kid?
Yeah.
Or is it Kareem's?
No, I believe it's Magic Johnson's.
And he's kind of like a chubbier.
He's just a chubby gay. Like, if you remember the gay kid from Mean Girls, he's like that, but in black.
But
from what I've seen, I know he's like a reality star of some sort.
I know he's been on like TV and stuff, but he lived in New York, and I heard of him when I was still living in the greatest city in the world.
Oh, God.
Stop.
No, continue.
It is.
It holds very little appeal to me.
You just don't get it.
Between that, I think that and Seattle are the only places I've been where I'm like, I think I miss D.C.
New York? You miss D.C. over New York?
New York is such a place with just visibly elite and rich people trying to act like they aren't.
It depends on what neighborhood you're in.
I don't know. My last visit, the only
you
visit
went to go
really
see like the Lena Dunhams.
Yeah,
like
I was poking around Brooklyn.
You went with your girl to see Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to see hipsters that pretend that they're poor, but they're not.
I wanted to mug them all.
You're in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, seeing Lena Dunham. Of course, you're going to see the worst that New York has to represent.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. But again, leave it to me to judge based on that.
Right.
I mean, I could walk through the Holocaust Museum and be like, I have a fully formed opinion of the German people now. Bad. Every one of them.
They are bad.
They did some bad stuff, apparently.
Have you ever been to Germany?
I've flown through. I've not actually gotten there.
That was the first place I ever went in Europe, you know.
I'm sure they hailed you like a princess with those blonde locks.
Oh, I mean, it was weird. Like, when I got off the plane, there was like a carriage waiting for me.
Oh, really, Cinderella?
No, but I did learn very quickly that in Germany, I went in 8th grade. Uh-huh. And I was just as tall as I am now, because I was like that weird...
6'7".
Yeah, I was an Amazon back then, with, like, you know, big gazungs. and braces, you know, it's just that weirdo looking whatever.
Oh, by weirdo looking you mean every kid porn dream come to life. Well, I guess if you had boobs, the braces, yes, but the boobs would have contradicted it.
The braces were...
I think if you're into kid porn, you like them looking like kids.
Oh, like so if the boobs kind of nix that.
Yeah, if they look legal, but they're illegal, yeah. That's like the worst of both worlds. You're like, well, this will get me on trouble on my hard drive, and she looks mature. Don't you understand anything about what I'm into?
They're adult braces. Calm down. But I went to Germany, and... In Germany, if you can see over the bar, they'll serve you beer. I remember I had my first beer or whatever. Mm-hmm. Probably not my first beer, but my first, like, beer at a bar in Germany. And then I remember bringing up, the Holocaust and Nazis. They didn't like me. They didn't like that I brought that up.
Oh, yeah, for a long time, they kind of...
They're a little embarrassed about it.
Yeah, Germans do shame very well.
They really do.
Yeah, they have the whole denazification.
What's that?
It's like after the war, they made a point of being like, you are no longer Nazis. This is like the greatest source of your national shame. Anyone that brings up Hitler pretty much goes in the Huskow.
Oh.
And what's funny is they treated the lands right next to Germany as if they were occupied lands.
Okay.
As opposed to people that pretty much capitulated to Hitler immediately.
Right.
And I think there's like a joke, like, what's the difference between the Germans and the Austrians? The Germans used to be Nazis. Like, apparently in Austria, there is still a very strong undercurrent.
Still now?
Yeah. And that can be traced back to the fact that after World War II, we were like, oh, you poor occupied peoples, how did you live under Hitler? And they're like, very well, yeah. And
oh my god, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. And oh, wow. In Germany, we really went through like, you know, you're part of the West, we are your friends, Hitler was scum, don't you forget it. And in Austria, we were just kind of like, oh, you poor babies. And they're like, no, bring them back. We're having a ball with this.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of dark. Live and learn,
man.
It's kind of dark.
I mean, not if they have their way.
Well, ba-dum-ching. That was good.
Thank you.
How did I don't even know how we got talking about Nazis.
But like,
how do we ever veer? You're much smarter than I. How did that come to be? These like disgusting skinheads. Like what?
You know, I don't know exactly. I think it was kind of appropriated as a shock value thing.
Okay.
In some ways, like. I know the British were big into it at first, and, like, really...
Into neo-Nazism?
Yeah, the whole, like, using the swastika as a symbol, because really, what kind of bigger FU to a country that was ravaged by that war?
Yeah,
appropriating the
Blitz, I mean...
Yeah, exactly. The symbolism of the attackers.
So they kind of used that as, like, an FU to Germany?
No, an FU to Brits they wanted to offend, I guess.
Oh, okay. Like, I got a little confused.
I mean, if you're a kid, if your parents served in World War II and you're a kid and you're looking for the atomic option when it comes to putting your dad's blood pressure in the red, put on the old red, white, and black.
And it'll piss him off.
Oh, he'll be plenty mad plenty fast.
Yeah. So, oh, wow.
Yeah, that, I guess and just the ideology lives on because a lot of people... want to believe they're, you know, they're better than someone else. There's an easy scapegoat in the foreigners, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
People are idiots.
They are. They really, if they think there's anything other than class warfare out there, they're misled. If you really think it's a racial thing, you're stupid.
Right.
I think Quentin Tarantino once wrote that on the inlay of one of these Johnny Cash reissues when I was first getting into them. And he said something along the lines of America's a country divided by class that thinks it's divided by race.
Huh.
And I thought was like a really good line. That's true.
Yeah.
If you really think you have less in common with a black dude who's in your economic situation than the Walston family.
Right.
Good for you. Good for you, Dunsaroo.
Oh, wow. That is cool. Not cool, but that's a really awesome
quote. That's you can't buy into the race stuff. Buy into the money stuff all you want.
Sure,
if you want
sure.
to do class warfare, I mean, if we're talking the French Revolution here, or breaking out the guillotine, hey, I'm broke. I'm down with seeing some heads roll.
Do you think they still have the guillotine over there? Like, do they use it still?
Oh, God. I think it was finally outlawed in, like, 79 or something like that.
1979?
Yes. I believe they
No!
Used, I think they used the guillotine for a long time. Do you want me to look that
No!
up?
No!
Can you pad for, like, 20 seconds while I search?
Are you kidding me?
Hold on. I really... That's some random fact I think I remember. Last use of... Wow. You type in
last comes right
use
up.
Of G, and it's right there. The last person guillotined in France was... Hamida Jandoubi. I guess they were not on board.
Oh.
10th of September, 1977.
Oh my God.
I told you, it's pretty goddamn recent.
And what was the reason for the guillotine?
That last name. Just to be safe. Precautionary measure.
Yeah, I mean. What a way to go, though.
How'd
your mom die? Guillotine.
Drinks on the house, buddy. No, that was, I heard that, you die of asphyxiation from that. Like, it's, you know, you're obviously your body.
Is that choking?
Yeah, okay. It just means like your brain is not getting oxygen anymore, which I guess technically is how everyone dies. Like every injury, you only die of it when your brain stops getting oxygen.
Okay.
Like every injury just shuts down your heart.
And then it goes.
Yeah, that then ceases to provide oxygen to your brain, but... I heard from a history teacher of mine, Mr. Prowl, God bless him. He said that one time...
From Chantilly.
Yes.
I remember him.
One time during the French Revolution, someone got their head lopped off, and, like, someone grabs it out of the basket, and they're like, blink if you can hear this. And the corpse, like, blinks. Or he's like, blink three times, and they, like, blink twice, and then just, like, froze up and died.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I guess you get a last view of everything spinning around you.
What a way to go.
Yeah, Tara, just horrible. But, you know, we're doing a comedy show, so that segue... And
right, that was a segue. That was a big segue.
Segues into nothing. Exit ramp into an abandoned drive-in theater. Just a pit of corpses. Playing Schindler's List as people weep. That's how funny that was.
Watching Shoah.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying being at home recording. Even if I hate the recording at home thing, it's just nice not having to deal with the dog for a bit. Because as much as you love that love it bestows upon you, I can't take something being that into me. I can if it's a cat, because it's so tiny, and the cat doesn't look like you are murdering its hopes and dreams if you're not petting it. But the dog will just stare at you.
I love dogs.
The dog will just stare like, what's better than petting me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have Netflix going. I'm playing my 3DS. Do I have to, like, you're fifth on the list petting your dumb head. You make my hands stink. I'll foot pet you if you're good with that. I used to be a drummer. I can work your head like a bass drum while I play video games.
I'm going to come over with you one day while you're... You know, please. In the next 3 weeks and watch Kaylee.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
I don't have a problem with dogs or picking up their poop or anything like that.
It blows my mind, man. You gotta bathe them. It's really a test run for having a kid. And Howard and his fiance live in a very affluent area. And it is nothing but white people who, if they are 26 to 30, 31... You just see them walking around downtown. We're with our dog. No one doesn't have a dog. I think they would bust out the guillotine if you tried to live in this area without the dog. It's like your normal pass. Like, if you don't have the dog, they just stare at you.
Right.
Like, what's he trying to break into? He doesn't belong. And then after 30, you're walking with your now older dog and the baby. It's always the dog with that gray muzzle.
Yeah.
Where it looks
with,
like
hip dysplasia that's like walking like...
just looks like an old black grandpappy. And it's next to like a little baby.
Yeah.
And it's just everyone's on the same time schedule. It's chilling. Like, look, my life is so far off the course of normalcy at this point that... I need to veer back towards these people somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
But aren't you a little chilled to the bone just looking around you and being like, I'm in a sea of me? Or do they convince themselves that they're kind of, not to do the whole, like, conformity man thing, but, like, Aren't you a little weirded out that there's like a 2,000 of you within a square mile?
It is a little... It's a little strange.
I mean, do you take solace in that? Because we're not...
Do you ever want it, though? That's the question. Do you ever look at that and, like, think, I kind of want that?
Or... Outside of the financial security, no.
Okay.
Outside of the loot they got to be living in that place, no.
You don't want that.
Well, look, going into an office job I hate and bitching about it to my friends and being right. like, but I'm not like everyone else because I do this podcast for an hour a week. Just kill me now. No. I've somehow managed to capture the worst of all worlds and call that my life.
No, it's like they work in an office job they hate. They kind of play safe during the week, go to the gym, you know, have lukewarm sex.
Drink a lot.
Have lukewarm sex with their lover, and then they Again, get hammered I've, on I've Saturday got, night.
Yeah.
I've, going to the same bars that they went to when they were, like, 18.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess, much like I do, they tell themselves certain little lies to get by.
We all do.
I guess what would be the logic if you have that life where you're eating your manager's ass, but eventually you'll be the manager? So it's all good. What is the lie you tell yourself? I guess that, like, hey, I'll be the boss someday and it'll be different. I'm a wild man on the weekend. Like, I hike. That's how I'm different. I don't get it.
But then, like, I listen to that and then I think about myself. And I'm like, how am I any better? I'm living back at home.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know if it's better. It just gives you a different perspective.
It really does.
I forgot what movie it was with, like, one of the Duplass brothers. Where he was going to make, like, a porn with a male friend of his. And, like, Mark, I think, is the one you know from the league. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. The Duplass from the league. He was a family man.
I went to school with his wife.
Oh, really? Who's the wife?
She's on the league. The girl on the league.
Oh, I thought that she was married to another one. I like that broad. She's cute.
Yeah. I went to school with her. She's really cool.
I hate you saying that. I wanted to hear she was a CUN on wheels.
No. She's cool.
Wow. Oh. That's to you. Tweet her this show where tweet her and say, hey, we say you're not.
I mean, I doubt she remembers me. She was like in the company when I was a first year, you know, and I looked up.
Work
to her.
The connections. God damn you.
Okay.
Work what we got.
You're awesome, Kate.
It's what I say when I stare at my crotch. Work with what you got. Give it your best, given your limited resources. What were we even talking about?
I don't
what
know.
What did you derail me from?
We're talking about how pathetic we are.
We were talking about, like, living the life of a million other people around you versus right. our very outsider perspectives at this point, and the Duplass Brothers movie. Thank God.
Wow.
Hey.
Good for you.
Exactly. Look who remembers his last name.
You don't have alcohol brain like me. You can actually...
exactly.
Yeah, you can actually remember things. Good for you.
Yeah. I'm not shaking like Muhammad Ali. I can pull things out of my ass now and again. And the one friend had kind of become like a world traveling drifter type, and the other had done like the Arlington lifestyle. Arlington's a shishi area where we live, right outside DC. It's like the white safe part of DC, if you will. It exists right outside DC, but yeah, it's an enclave, I believe is the correct term for it.
Yes.
He had done that kind of thing where he had an office job. He was able to have the wife and kids in the house because of it. And they both conveyed to each other, like, I'm jealous of your lifestyle. I'm jealous of your lifestyle.
Right.
But the poor guy was like, yeah, you can have what I have way more easily than I can have what you have. And he's right. Like, mm-hmm. You can hit eject tomorrow and live like a goddamn homeless.
If you feel like it.
Yeah. But the guy who's been a drifter and now is like 34 and is like, hey, I might want to have a wife and kids. You got a tough road to hoe.
What movie is this? I don't know. I don't it know. Sounds interesting.
It's one of those it sounds like, pieces of junk.
It sounds like my life.
It doesn't have $100 million budget. It's riffraff.
It sounds like my life with my brother and his wife and baby and huge house and dog.
I mean, I I somehow have encircled myself with enough people doing weird crap or underachieving that, like, by comparison, I guess my life isn't horrific. But that's only because I've chopped out everyone who achieved things.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's like I'm the Cleveland Indians, but I've moved to AAA. So I'm like, well, We're putting up numbers here.
And I've chopped out everyone who's
a I have. Guy. What do they have to talk to me about?
You have Howard. He's achieved.
They look at me and it's like, oh, what's it like living a child's life that I left behind when I entered manhood? What's it like being the one native boy that didn't climb the side of the mountain barefoot and you weren't allowed to take a wife and go on the hunts and now you help the women with the children?
Oh my god. That's why you hang out with me.
Yeah! Yeah, we're both just, we both tapped out. Oh no, the instant you start doing anything, I'll be like, hey, I'm a little busy, sorry.
No!
Sorry, Eve.
You're my only friend here.
That's, and as long as it stays that way, we'll be buddies.
Promise?
The instant you socially blossom.
Then I'm out.
Oh yeah.
Completely.
Oh yeah. Like a cancerous fallopian tube.
Like Angelina Jolie's fallopian tube. Do you think she kept them in a jar? Like, you know, when you get things from
a mass scientist. I don't think you get things back in all
honesty.
Do
you want to keep it?
Yeah, I don't, because when I was a kid and I was into death metal and I had to do something for, like, biology class, mm-hmm. I got, my mom somehow called Fairfax Hospital and they let me sit in on the Office of Decedent Affairs, a.k.a. like kind of the coroner's wing.
Oh.
Of the hospital, except we didn't really see corpses. They wouldn't let me see one.
Okay.
Like, apparently the one that got that week had, like, male and female sex organs, and even they were like, this was awesome to pull apart. We're not going to let you see this crap, kid. And I was like, god damn it. This is even you jaded bastards, are, like, clinking coffee cups over the corpse you got to play with earlier, and I didn't get to see it. But, yeah.
What did you see?
Death Metal Johnny. I saw, like, a million, actually, uteruses and ovaries. Like, more than anything, I saw the uteri pulled out. I saw, like, bowels that had been pulled out.
Ooh.
And I actually got bowel juice in my eye, which...
That's why it looks like that.
Yeah, it's the most terrifying thing ever, because I was, like, completely freaked out by AIDS back in the day. And
what?
They're just, like, they are so loose with body parts. Like, this guy, I'm not joking, just took a bowel and shoved it up to the end of a spigot and then just turns it on like he was watering the lawn with it so he could wash out all the crap. And while he was doing that, like, just some bowel junk splashed in my eye and I was, like, almost in hysterics. And he just wanted to be like, stop being a queer.
Oh,
walk it
my
off.
God.
Yeah. It was not fun. I mean, it was great. You get a whole different appreciation of the human body, seeing parts of it just yanked and on display.
That's interesting.
I saw a lung that got pulled for lung cancer. It was black as this microphone, and it's still every other body part that had been pulled stank of whatever preservative they put it in. This thing still reeked like an ashtray. If you want a reason not to smoke, this thing, there was no mistaking what it was.
Wow.
Any other part that they blindfolded you and they put it in front of you, you'd be like, I don't know, it's formaldehyde. That's what it is. This, you would have been like, that is cigarettes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean, it was disgusting looking.
Wow. Wait, how old were you when you did this?
15, probably. Okay. 15, 16.
Were you, like, thinking of being a doctor? Is that
no,
right?
I was just really into death metal, so I wanted
to... So you wanted to...
Yeah, I wanted to do, like, a cool thing for science, so I got to see, like, corpse bits for 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, it was intense, man.
That's crazy.
How did we get onto that?
I don't know.
No. Well, we actually have to quit.
We do?
Yeah, we're up against a hard break, as we call it in the business.
But yeah.
Just means we have to...
That's what she said.
Do the things that actually pay our money, instead of this podcast. Folks, this was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. That's the weird name for the show. It's not a creepy pedophile thing. It's just a stupid play on my dumb last name. I'm joined by Eva Crichton today.
Hello.
If you want to get a hold of us, it's at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. You can also, like, find our normal profiles through finding the Papa's Basement page. And then you can friend us and stalk us and send wiener pictures, whatever you want to do. We will take any sort of appreciation at this point. Much
especially
like a dog.
Wiener pics.
Yeah, much like a dog. You can beat us as long as you pet us, too. InPapasBasement.com is the show's website. Go there for pretty much every episode we've ever done. Mm-hmm. Find us on iTunes using the podcast app. Subscribe to us. Rate us. Leave a review. I know it's just hard as hell even finding where to do that. I don't even know if you can do it through the phone. No joke. Like, iTunes makes things very, very difficult. I am not a fan of Apple in some ways. That's one of them. Do that if you have a Droid because you're foreign or poor or a nerd. Use the Stitcher app instead. Stitcher also works on Apple if you want to go that route again. Subscribe, rate us, all that. So yeah, until the next episode, we're out of here.
Bye, guys.
Oh yeah, and we recorded at home, so I'm not going to take the time to paste in the outro either. So bleh, bye.